Hi, my name's Hilary Yardley. Look, I just wanted to, my husband needs upper eyelid surgery. They're drooping to the extent that he's getting dermatitis in the folds. Yes, we do. Okay. Yeah. Look, I'm not so worried about that. The issue I've got, and I'm a bit disappointed he's in Europe at the moment, and he's boomeranged me to try and sort this out. So I am, aren't I? Okay, so here's the issue. No, this is the issue. We are moving to, we live in Bayside. We are moving to Port Macquarie. He has got a new role in Port Macquarie. So he should have sorted this out yonks ago. Yeah, that's what he's thinking. So can I run some dates by you? And this probably is not going to work for you. That's right. I know. That's what I said. So I'll give you for consultation dates, somewhere from, okay. Sorry. Oh, no. Okay. Oh, okay, so we're in Hampton. So he is back on the 26th of September. So I'm thinking consultation between the 29th of September and the 3rd of October, a consultation. And then I'm thinking surgery between the... Oh, really? That's what I thought. So I've got a block of dates for surgery if available between the 13th of October and the 24th of October. Okay. No, but he doesn't get back until the 26th of September. But if you could do something straight out for a consultation, I'd book it in. But he's been putting it off, but I would. Yes, I know, and I'm happy to do that. I know. I read up about it. I understand. Yeah, totally understand. Totally understand. I read about that. And when I spoke to him this morning, I said, you do realise there's going to be challenges because there's rules in place. So, but God, I'd love it if I could get it done before he goes. Yeah. Mhm. Yep. Yeah, which is good. I didn't realize that. That's brilliant. Yep. Yeah, brilliant, brilliant. Yeah. Yep. Yes. Yep, brilliant. Yep. Yes. Yeah. So you were talking about the 29th of September. On the 26th. So the 29th is fantastic. Yep. Yep, brilliant. Perfect. So we have got we've got actually that's a good we've got Grace removals coming in on that week. So we are doing a bit of to-ing and fro-ing. So I'd need you to let me know pretty quickly. So I might have to rejig a couple of things if need be. Yeah. Yep. Yep. Yes. Yeah, we can do that. No, we can do that. I can. We don't have to be in Port Macquarie until he officially starts on the 3rd of November. So we've leased a property sight unseen already. So we've actually got, I've got, if I know that you can book him in, then I can push out Grace removals by a couple of weeks. You know what I mean? We don't have to have that date. I'd prefer to try and get this done, because once he starts his new job, he's not going to get an opportunity to get it done again. And I, which would be awesome. Yeah, no, that would be amazing. That would be really, really good. And it's just the upper eyelid. Like, it's not like, and I want him to go and get it done with someone reputable. I don't want him to come out looking like a possum in headlights. You know what I mean? He's naturally got droopy eyes anyway, and he doesn't want to lose that completely, but we need to see someone who knows what they're doing. That's right. Yeah. Yes. Yes. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. And there is, I have done research, there is a big plastic surgery clinic in Port Macquarie. So he could go there for follow-up. Yes, I'm sure they do actually. Yeah. Yes. Yes. Sorry, I just looked and there was, it didn't mean anything to me because all I did was like looked and I said, okay, there is a big plastic surgery clinic. I don't know if they, the thing that I don't know is that often with regional plastics, like surgeons sort of, it may not be their main fly in, fly out. So it looked like quite an extensive group of surgeons there, but I don't know if they're actually on the ground. They're probably not even living in Port Macquarie. Yeah. Yes. Yeah, absolutely. And like I said, I can move things around a bit once I know if you are able to fit him in. That would be, how soon would you be able to get back to me? That's all right. I can get that organized. I could absolutely get that. Yep, of course I could do that. That's easy for me to organize. Just because if you're not able to fit him in, then I'd need to start doing research, at other places, and I'm assuming I'm going to have this issue with, because it's such short notice, with a lot of people. Yes. Okay, awesome. Thank you. John. Yeah. Yes. Yardley. Yardley. March 2, 1969. Yes. Yes. Please do. Over. Yep. Yep. Yep, that's me. Yep. Yep, 30 Orlando Street. Hampton 3188. No, CEO of a bank, actually. Yeah. Yeah, look, it's a bit of a change. It's a beautiful, the weather's better than Melbourne, so that's a big tick. yeah, I know, right? I checked Bomb the other day and it was 29 degrees there while we were freezing our little like boobies off here. I'm like, oh, okay, I'll take that. It is subtropical, so it does get a bit of rain, but it's just it's a very good opportunity, and it just is like, it's great before we retire, you know what I mean? It's just like, okay, it's just. And he's got a 5-year contract. Yeah. Yeah, it is. Well, exactly. Yeah, I'm Hillary. Hillary. Yes. Yes. It'll be, we've all got the same card. So Medicare is 3365257877. And he is number 3 on the card. Is Medibank. Yes. Yep. No. 25787. And then 7. Sorry, it's probably my Kiwi accent. Is Medibank private. And it's membership number 2331 3565. Sorry, yeah, you go. No, 2331 3565 W for William. Yeah. Yep. We have actually. We've got top hospitals and top extras. Yes, no problem. Yeah, cool, no problem. Yes, sorry, is your name, was it Kerry? Yes. Oh, Terry. Thanks, Terry. Yes. Yep. Yes. Is that Clayton? Oh, okay. Yeah. So that is what would, so we're looking. Oh, so that's not at Lineker. That's it. Is so. Yeah. Yep. Yes, okay. Okay. That's awesome. Thank you so much, Terry. I've got fingers crossed. Yes. I know why he didn't do it before he went away, because it's difficult to try and like sort this out. So it's Yeah, that's fine. I can allow for that. I can allow for that. So yeah, no problem with that at all. Yeah. Yeah. Awesome. Thank you so much, Cherry. Nice to chat to you. Have a great day. Okay, bye. Bye-bye.